tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
It's similar epic music to Shannara. It has an epic intro.
Do you guys recognize the song, viewers? Come on, play
it. It was in the episode.
Yeah.
Just saying.
They sped it up maybe later, but wait for it. Yeah.
There we go. As we see Will, you know, galloping to the forest.
Yes. Here, I'm riding a horse. What am I?
All right. Well, welcome to officially the season finale of our AfterBuzz Shannara Chronicles after show.
This is
Yay and Sadness. It's for episode 10, Elkrees. So yeah, this is sad it's over, but it's also amazing and it was so much fun. So we're just gonna get right into it. Okay, so who do I have with me?
I am Veronica Gabriel. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Veronica on TV.
And I'm Heather Gardner. You can find me Twitter and Instagram, Heather GTV.
Hey, how's it going? You can find me online on Twitter and Instagram at Carrie D Lane. That's K-A-R-I-D-L-A-N-E. And Facebook at Carrie Lane Actor.
And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Maria Cavasuto, and then on Snapchat at MGCVSST. So, yes, let's dive right into it.
Okay, there's lots to talk about.
There's lots to talk about. Okay, there so is. First of all, we open up with this blood fire thing. Amberly talking to herself, kind
of. Say a vision.
Sort of.
Yeah.
I thought in the beginning that it was, like, going to be her mom.
That's she's
like,
right.
I've been looking for you. I've been dreaming about you. And then it's like, oh, it's your twin.
Yeah.
Do you think it just took her form to be a more relatable thing to talk to?
Probably. I mean, or also so she could see in that image kind of her own journey and what she needs to do, kind of, so that she found it more relatable. Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
That's why
that's
I
a good
thought.
Point.
But, man, Elkrees... Amberly gave her some eyebrows. She's like, no.
She was very serious. She was not playing around.
Yeah, she's like,
human Amberly. Yeah. Or elf Amberly.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. It was funny. Actually, Carrie mentioned, she was just like, do you see these eyebrows? Because we were watching it together, and it was just like, lots of movement.
She's like
Khaleesi in Game of Thrones also gives serious brow action.
Yes, she does.
She's like, are you effing with me right now? Like, that was her look. She's like...
Yeah, it was serious. It was very much like that. But she makes it out of this blood. We find out that she's actually going to have to sacrifice herself.
Okay.
Hold up.
I don't understand. Like, she had the seed, and then all of a sudden it's like, you don't have the seed, you're the seed. Like, what? Could they not have told her that in the beginning so they didn't have to go on that freaking journey?
Heather, why did she go all the way world?
Heather, you can't do that, otherwise we don't have a show. Like,
no, we could have. It could have just been the seed.
Well, yeah, but I think it's much more symbolic if it's her and it's like she has
about
to.
It. Well, because I'd say Alan kind of mentions.
But why did she have to go find the seed only to realize it was her?
I mean, I think also the seed is a way to test her. You know how it was in the tree, and she had to like battle, like, you know, the will and like herself.
Yeah, that's the only part of the show that mattered where she was getting the seed is going into the tree.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
she still had to go to the fire to like you could look at it as a cleansing thing too.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So or a basting of sorts.
Right. So it's just the only part where it was a physical object that it mattered was when she did the self-exploration in the tree.
Yeah, which I think that's why it's a little bit...
It's actually a tiny part.
Maybe, like, that's exactly how the story is. They think it's the seed, and then it gets there, and it's like, oh, no, it has to be me. So, like,
it was a symbolic thing to hold.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, hold on to it. See if you can even hold on to it the whole way you get there. What if she would have lost it? Who knows? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so at least there's a backup. She is the backup.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, on the outside, so back inside, like, the Safehold Chapel Church thing, Will, obviously, having a super intense moment about losing Eritrea and whatnot,
crying.
And crying.
He totally needs to figure out who he loves the most.
I know, this is pretty frustrating to me. I'm like, look, okay, I guess it is possible, but it's just like, there's always someone you like better. There's always someone.
Well, he is a half and half, so, you know. He's very torn. Appealing to his different sides.
He's very torn, but I feel like if he loved Eritrea, he would have, like, told her in the section that we are now, we will talk about.
True.
Yes. But,
so, I called it.
She did. Carrie called pretty much everything.
She did. It was like spot on.
So Will reanimates Eritrea with the stones.
What are those devices called when they electrocute people to bring them back?
Paddles.
Defibrillator.
Yes.
It's like, well, bam. She's back.
We all had our hands up doing the motion.
That's what it is. I just don't know what it's called.
That's right.
And then it turns out, you know, Amberlee does come back out, and the Elcrease kind of warns her that, you know, her feelings for Will kind of got in the way, because she's like, no, I don't want to sacrifice myself now. It's good on Earth with those sweet lips.
Yeah.
It's good on Earth with that man, with that blonde half-seas.
Go Eritrea for stabbing her hand again to open it.
Oh, so, yeah, right?
She's like, hold on, I got this. And I'm like, ow!
I'm already stabbed. I can just put my hand on it again.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's cool.
But thankfully, and they start trying to at least, like, exit, you know? She doesn't tell them right away about her reveal, or the Elcrease's reveal.
It's hard to explain.
It is. It's very hard to explain right now, so let's just run. Let's run away and forget everything.
And yell when the trolls.
She'd
be like, guys, we need to run. Like,
I think at that point, though, they knew. They were done already. It was more like, you know. But
I have another gripe. Are we at the point? Are we with the gate yet? We'll wait till we get there, and then I have points.
Okay. Yeah. So, well, actually, that's the next thing. So it turns out, like, you know, they're running through these tunnels, and then they see this gate. At first, they can't get it up, but then when they finally, you know, get it up, which sounds funny. I can see Carrie's face from over here. She's just like, Maria.
We're not at that part yet, okay?
We'll get to that
too.
But, okay, so they get to the other side, but now they can't pull it down. So Eritrea kind of, like, sacrifices herself, gets to the other side, smacks, you know, the chain in a very, like, I don't know, like, a very 300 way.
Oh, yeah, the way she did.
It was very, like, And she's like, I'm staying. This is my part. This is the journey. And then the trolls start arriving, and then she starts killing them very badassly.
Yes.
Okay.
Heather.
She's
here with
the
us.
Only thing. She's like, I'm buying you time. And then there was all this time where they're just like, no, don't do it. Yes, I have to, but you can't. I love you, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, you guys could have been gone by now. Like, what's going on? And then the trolls come, and they're just standing there like, oh, our friend. Oh, no. Oh, no. Okay, now we're going to run.
Yeah, no, well, we talked about that, too. I do love
get
that when...
Get it together, heroes.
I love when Al-Anon tells them to run, they run. But then when Eritrea is like, run, they're like,
okay. But we need to watch a little
first. That's what I'm saying. Like, you can't, you need to go. Otherwise, your sacrifice is in vain.
Yes, you need to get it together.
I agree. We're with you on that one.
No, I agree with you guys. I mean, like, just get it together, start going, you know, figure it out later. And you know what? Yeah, she's just playing her part in the journey. I mean, and hey.
I love that her character stepped up, though.
Yeah.
Like, it was finally time for her to take action and realize that this is her time. Woo. And, like, she's here for a purpose. Mm-hmm.
She has a very solid purpose. We see it, and she is a good fighter. And I think that's an awesome way to just kind of showcase that. But, you know, she stays behind. It looks like she's doing, and she's doing well for herself. Yeah. You know, no biggie.
For sure.
But she stays behind. And then they continue, right? Mm-hmm. So we have Amberlee and Will, and they continue. And then they exit, they see some more trolls, end up taking those trolls' horse, and I think they start galloping, galloping away, trying to get to Arbalon. So we're kind of, like, on this journey to Arbalon, but then there's too much light. So what are we going to do? We're going to hide in a cave and confess our feelings.
And have sex.
Of course.
And then,
finally.
And then do it.
Yes.
And then it gets up.
Yes. Well, of course, it's the standard, we're going to die. We should have sex. Okay.
It's like
a horror movie. It's like, guys, so what are we going to do while we're waiting?
Yeah.
They had time to kill.
Exactly. They totally had time to kill. So,
Eritrea's sacrifice did not matter then in that way, because then they get there and then they wait.
They always do that with that poor child.
But what did you guys think of, like, you know, she decides to tell him right there that she loves him. So what did you guys think of that? Did you think that was good timing? Should she have not said that at all, maybe?
She's about to kill herself. I think she should have gotten something out of the deal.
Okay, good point,
true.
Heather.
I was going to say, since she knows, which she didn't tell Will, but since she knows this is kind of her end, it's closure for her, and she wants to make sure she expresses her feelings instead of disappearing without ever telling him. So I'm like, yeah, no, it totally makes sense.
Okay.
And then she acknowledges, I know this isn't the best time to tell you, but I need to tell you.
Okay.
No, well, I'm way more for the, you may as well say it and get it out there and there's no confusion rather than.
Say it, but don't spray it. Just a word of warning.
That's almost inappropriate with that situation, too.
Oh,
that's
God. So I'm just imagining those MTV, like, cuts of the sex scene, like, half a butt, half a butt.
No, it was sexy.
Half
there. We talked about it. It was.
Yeah.
They shot it well.
It was good.
And edited nicely.
It was nice.
You guys have a flashing going on there.
Yeah.
You know.
I like that, like, hip connector part. Yeah. Like, that was a,
We knew what was happening.
Body doubles, or you think they did it?
I'm sorry.
Their bodies are insane. Are you kidding me? No, they did it.
Probably. I mean, they hire these people because, obviously, aside from, you know, that they're talented and they do what they do, they're also good looking.
Yeah.
So there you go. It's simple. It's like both things in one package.
Sure.
I mean, you don't have to look elsewhere. So they have the sex. They have the sex.
The sexy sex.
Which was so funny that Amberly does not, takes off everything but her, like,
arm
cuff, cuff thingies.
I like them. There was no time, okay?
I like them. I don't know. So
it looks sexy. Yeah. It was good.
And then
they cuddle.
They
do. Personal question. Do you take off your jewelry, though, in the moment? Be like, oh, one moment. Let me just grab my earrings.
And my arm cuff.
I guess not.
You took everything else off.
Exactly. But I don't take... I mean, if I got a necklace... You know.
I mean, if it gets in the way...
Maybe if it was this...
It's going
off.
There you go.
Yeah. This necklace, probably.
Yeah.
Your dainty little thing, no.
This is fine. This is totally
workable. You're like,
No. But if you've got, like, these hoop earrings that every now and then are, like, smacking somebody in the face or if you're getting caught in fingers, like, we need to get rid of those. But anyway, so it gets dark, so then they kind of, like, you know, finally... Make
She's
their
like, I'm
way.
Ready.
Exactly.
I like your hand up.
Yeah, I kind of just went forward. I did a little swoop forward thing.
We're 13 now.
It's okay, but this is like, it was such a fun episode.
It was.
I feel almost giddy. But so they continue on, you know, and they get closer to Arbalan, and they actually get almost in there. But actually, before we get into Arbalan, because I want to talk...
We're 13.
They get in there. But before we go to Arbalan, I'm actually going to switch really quickly, and we're going to talk about the other people really quick. Because then everybody's going to kind of converge.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So then we'll get to that in a second. But on the other side, so we have Alanon and Ander.
Mm-hmm.
And then also Commander Tilton.
Yeah. Called that one, too.
I know. So Carrie called the Commander Tilton and Ander thing, which I think we all felt was maybe going to happen. And they do. They have a little moment where, you know, they also get a little kissy.
They don't get quite as much action.
No.
But they
got
stuff way back when, so it's not like they hadn't before.
Yeah, we already saw them do their thing, so we're good.
Yeah.
So I very much liked that. It was kind of like, oh, hey, we're on this.
Yeah, again. I did too. And I didn't know that they had planned to get married.
That was a nice little reveal.
Yeah, a nice little reveal before...
Okay, so here's the thing. What bugged me, though, was Ander was like, I'm sorry I took the end of the world to realize how much of a fool I am. I was like, look, this line doesn't work anymore because, let's be real, she moved on to someone else. And
had he
not been dead, you would be alone.
Sorry. True. where's her heart, by the way? It's been like 4 minutes.
It's probably
always
been with Ander.
She always loved him.
Yeah.
That's what I felt. She always loved him. She just kind of went for second best.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it's like, she's like, well, if I can't get the beautiful blue eyes, I'm just going to get the
man bun. Man bun.
And the man bun.
Yeah. I know. You guys knew I was going to say.
I mean, there weren't any other elves. You had to go for the brother. I mean,
I'm sure there was other sex. There is. Well, Alanon's not really available because he's a druid, but, you know, that would have been my choice.
And he's like 1,000 years old.
So?
So it makes him like, I'm like, so it makes him like vintage, you know, like he's a vintage dude.
Vintage model.
He's been around for a while. He knows the land.
He
knows the land. If you get what I mean. He knows his way around.
He knows the lay of the land. Hope you're all enjoying our 13-year-old episode.
Like, I'm so sorry, everyone.
It's an MTV show, guys. So
it is
appropriate.
It is an MTV show. It is an MTV show. And so. They are kind of have to hold the fort a little bit because Amberly is not back, but the demons are literally at the gate. The demons kind of rallied together, and that army is massive.
Yes.
Yeah. What was it? 1,000 to 1? Is that what they said?
I think so.
Oh my gosh.
It's just.
I didn't really
see. Those were the odds.
There are several. There are elves. They have an army, so that's a horde.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually liked it better when they had their helmets on for Agreed. The bad guys, because there was the one occasionally in a shot where he had it off, and I'm like, it actually looks not that amazing, so I liked the helmet better, which is almost more ominous because then you don't see their faces.
Yeah.
So I wasn't thrilled with what they look like, but I liked them better with the helmet. Do you know what I mean? There's like random shots where there's the one demon guy with I forgot my helmet, guys. Uh-huh. Let's go.
Sorry, guys. Running late to the gathering.
Yeah.
No, I agree with you because there was one that like didn't have the helmet on, and I thought it looks much more ominous. It definitely looks like a faceless evil. Mm-hmm. It's so much more intimidating. So I liked it at first. I still liked it either way, but I do agree with you about the helmets. And the Dagdemore obviously looking as fierce as ever.
Because, he should be the one without.
Yeah, he's the commander, you know?
Yeah.
He's just, he's scary looking.
Plus, he's got his, like, jewelry going on that he needs to
do. Dude, a helmet gets stuck. Take it on. Oh.
Ooh, no.
Dude, I can pull out t-shirts and I can get stuck, and that's like, ah!
Oh, no.
Can't imagine.
No.
That's
incredibly unpleasant. But so we have this demon horde assembling, and then all of a sudden we have this kind of scene with Bandon, right? Because Bandon, with what happened in the last episode, he now is unfortunately sequestered to some sort of chamber. And Katani comes. It's a dungeon. Yeah. Yeah, and he's guarded by one guy. Just one guy. It's not like he's that dangerous, guy. It's just one guy's fine.
Doesn't matter. He's a palace guard. He can't do anything anyway.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and then which we figure out.
Yes.
But so Katanya comes to visit him, and you know whatnot, and he starts freaking me out right away because
he's a scary dude.
He's scary, but also his plan. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yep.
Did anyone have a problem with this plan of like, let's do this together? You just scream and we're going to go for it.
I feel like she had no idea what was coming. So at first she's like, yes, I trust you. And then after she figures out that he's like holding her by the neck, she's
like, but he hurt her. He hurt the other guy, just not her.
Yeah, he definitely could. Not hurt.
But he could hurt her. You're right.
I just, as soon as he's like, do you trust me? I'm like, no.
That's what I thought too. I'm like, girl, how
Sweetheart,
are you saying yes?
You ran away with your life the last time y'all were together. So
yeah, he literally almost choked.
Why is she even there in the first place? Call it a loss. Go find yourself another elf. There are plenty of good looking ones.
Yeah,
yeah. I think she says like, oh, I'm here to see kind of like.
I mean,
official
she could
business,
have done
but,
it as like a form of closure. Like gone to him, delivered
the
food. The
end of the world is happening. What kind of closure does she need?
She seems
sexual
to be
closure. Apparently, that's what people do on the show. You have the sex and then you die.
Well, and then she's she's never actually been in direct harm of the end of the world, it seems. Every time she's in a shot, she's just kind of like regular day-to-day life.
She's always in the castle.
So, I mean, she could have gone and been like, all right, that was kind of effed up what happened. I love you, but this is not going to work. Bye.
Yeah.
That could have happened,
but
this is where I was like, oh, this is the weaker sex. Like, the female was pathetic in terms of like, I love you, and you're like, no, just say no.
It's just not good, because then once she kind of releases him and the plan is kind of happening, you know, he gets really upset that the guard touches Katanya, which was kind of to move her out of the way, really.
Yeah, for safety.
You know, safety. Yeah. And then he literally beats the crap out of him and then beats him bloody, like,
to death,
like, and with that chain from the back. And I think Katanya at that point is, like, freaked out of her mind because that is, like, a violent person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't go. I'm not traveling with you.
Does she really want to be with someone who's going to kill people?
No, and especially not like that, because like the guy was probably like dead or knocked out. You can easily walk out.
It's totally your fault, sweetheart.
Yeah,
that really is your fault. Like when she's like, "Oh, I feel guilty." It's like,
yeah,
it's your fault. But then my question was like, so I guess he just left after that because we don't really. Then it's just kind of like, oh, okay. And then
because he's our way for part two. It's like a horror movie of like. That one thing that got away. It's and that's where we get our sequel.
Yeah. But
come back to that.
So now let's get into the battle, right? So we have the elves and the gnomes, and then we have the demons, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's very cool looking. It's very much, it's in the dark.
Very,
it's
very epic fight.
Yeah. Very Good. Epic, you know. It
looked
very
like a lot
cool.
of work put into it.
Yeah,
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're constantly, like, flashed to this sword. Like, I think it was the druid sword. It's the evil sword, you know, the one that's, like, all black that it had been used previously. And actually, I think they were going to, Ander and Arion had used it with the Dagdemore, I believe.
Yes. Yeah.
And then somehow it got left behind. Yeah.
We gave it to the bad guy.
And in the wrong hands, it's very, very evil, right? So then we see this guy, you know, with it.
And big looking guy. I must say, I was like, who's that big one? And then, then you find out and you're like, I think you added some armor there to pad yourself up. Right, right.
Yeah, well, I'm assuming, like, that's what I assumed. That it was like, okay, now this guy is, which we get revealed to, is Arion. Mm-hmm. It's almost like he came back from the dead and is in demon form. And for a second, I'm
zombie.
Like, no.
Yeah.
I was like, a total zombie. I was like, no.
I didn't realize that, I mean, I didn't realize that could happen.
I didn't know that was part of the war. Yeah.
Sure.
Well, how come the king didn't come back? And how come all the other people?
No.
This one had been stabbed.
This has been brought back.
Right.
Because the Dagmor probably used him. Because this is the only one that died. He's the only guy that died in Dagmor's presence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's an easy shell to use. Because the king didn't die of, like, I need to use you. And then the changeling didn't need him. So that's why he didn't come back.
And also the king was old. Like.
I think it's just a shell.
I'm just saying, like, if you wanted to use any shell, you probably want the fresh one, not the one that's been around for, like, 70 years.
Yeah, maybe. I felt more like this is he died there, and then Dagmor felt like I could use this as a thing, you know, as an object. And so he is a shell. That's why he's, like, the, you know, semi-free.
And then
semi-free.
He's still in there, too. So that's a little weird.
Which sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it is very zombie.
It sucks because, like, the one person that goes up against Arion is Tilton, right? So it's just like, what? And then she dies.
It's like Serpent and the Rainbow.
Yeah.
She hesitated.
Have you guys heard that?
And then she died.
No. It's a book and a movie. Serpent and the Rainbow, and it's prior to, like, the Skeleton Key, and the idea is you did something to somebody, and they appear dead, and so you would bury them, bury your enemies, but they'd actually still be alive.
Okay.
Oh. But, like, for all medical purposes, you would appear dead. And so it's like, one of the early forms of how the term zombie and, like, that idea of what it is. So, similar idea. Like, we think he's dead, and then we get rid of him, and then, oh, wait, you're not really. So.
Yeah, it's almost like
a really good movie.
It reminds me of the Sherlock Holmes movie that they did that in. You know? I don't know. Another story.
You mean the recent ones?
I was the older one. And then they pretended, like, the guy was dead, and he goes in the coffin, and then he's actually alive, but his heart stopped. So. Yeah. Another story,
anyway.
Another time.
No, totally. But,
cool,
I mean, that's kind of the
dead
situation.
Stuff. But not really dead.
Yeah.
But not really dead stuff, yeah. And then, so, Tilton.
But at least he was able to say goodbye. I did like that.
Oh, yes, but wait. So Tilton gets stabbed by Arion. Ugh. But then Ander comes over and, you know, he's like, obviously this is my demon brother, stabs him. And that's when he, like, kind of comes back to, like, normal. And that's when, you can...
I'm so happy that he could say goodbye. I mean, it sucks before.
He's, like, released
me. He didn't really get to say goodbye before. But this way, it was like, please kill me. And then in a way, it was a closure for them. Again, closure. We have closure and non-closure of this whole episode.
Yeah.
This one was non-sexual.
No.
Yes.
That would be weird.
That would be very weird.
Stranger Things.
Just a little bit. It's just
true. No, yeah, Stranger Things have happened.
This is not Wincest for anybody. With Supernatural. Anybody?
Oh, gosh. Oh,
no, God. It's not. It's not that.
I'm more
at all.
Like, Destiel. I'm more Destiel. Team Destiel. That's
okay.
Dean and Castiel. Anyway.
Oh, alrighty then.
Sorry, the Supernatural references. I'm just kidding.
But from the show, he didn't yell. Yes, the show Supernatural. I love that he didn't yell when his woman died, but for the brother, like, he didn't have any sort of reaction to the commander dying.
Huh. I feel like it happened so fast.
Yeah,
that
that's true. There's a lot, like, going on. There was a battle.
But at least they didn't do the dramatic...
Yeah. Yeah.
But also in the same pitch.
Like, Will. But like, also, Will does in every scene.
Well, and he does this in this episode too. But, like, also, he's used to, I guess not used to losing her, but he has lost her before. So it's been like, hey, well.
Oh, true.
It's kind of like, I think he got used to not being with her. So maybe it's, like, less of a shock.
Mm.
But anyway.
Plus, it's also battle, and they all knew they were probably going to die anyway. I mean, 1,001.
True.
Yeah.
What are the odds?
And Will.
Bad.
Will's,
that's what they are.
Will starts dominating with those with the elf stones. He starts, you know, killing. Go
no,
for
finish
it,
Carrie. Your sentence.
I was just gonna say he starts, you know, murdering demons.
He's
left
not murdering
and right.
Them.
He's evaporating them.
Killing them. Murder is when you think it's a bad thing.
It is. Oh, I see what you're saying.
But
the word murder,
because it's the demons. We're like, no, he killed them. No, that's the
difference. Well, he annihilated
he's killing
them.
Yes, okay.
There we go. He annihilated the demons, left and right. You know, and that was cool. And then he comes.
It was nice.
It was very nice. But then he comes face to face with the Dagmor.
Oh, with the elf son. So I wanted to rewind a hair. I love that in this episode, remember how they keep talking about the elf stones and how much it takes out of you? Mm-hmm. He brings our tray back and nothing.
That was what I was going to say.
So wait a minute.
No, no. Okay. The whole series, the whole season, nothing happened. Yeah.
No, only once.
The hand burn.
But I will remind you guys of what Al-Anon tells him at the end of the episode that has it all make sense.
Go ahead. Hold on. Oh, you're going to come back to it. Okay.
I'm going to come back to it because, whatever. I will just say it now. So we all know, because we all watched the episode, that Amberlee ends up going into the Elk Crease, right? But he says, like, I didn't know. He's like, I told you magic has a price. And he's like, well, I didn't know that it had to be paid with her life. So, like, that's the price.
That's different.
iTunes people, Heather and I are both in the
They're not liking me for this. But,
but when Will, regardless of the Elk Crease.
No, yes. I agree with you. It's confusing because he does, the first time he uses it, his hand is burned, so it doesn't really make sense.
Okay,
he
literally
has nothing. But it's kind of like, if you think of it in the grander scheme, it's like, okay.
But
that's what it was.
But they're separate. And the thing is like, they talked in so much length in the beginning about how his dad literally went insane. Mm-hmm. Like, not just, like, physical stuff, like,
but
mental stuff.
But it's different for everybody, and that's what Al-Anon says. Al-Anon says it works differently on everybody.
But they're not connected. Why would the price of him using it be her?
Because he loves her. That's, like, he's losing
the
love of
his But whether
life,
the elf stones were there or not, she would still have to go in the tree to save the world.
Yeah, no,
I understand, but without those elf stones, they might not be alive.
The wall has been drawn.
I'm just saying.
I'm on both sides.
No, I think without those elf stones, realistically, I mean, you know, and not using them, they probably wouldn't be alive. So I just don't, I think, like, it's correlated.
I feel the elf stones are completely separate. Well, okay, regardless of not feeling anything that happened after
Eritrea. I don't know if they're, like, related in that sense, like you're saying. I'm just saying it's, like, it's a way to kind of make it work mentally, if you think about it the way Al-Anon says it.
So vague, but
No,
just because they made such a big deal. You use the stones, but yes, they do affect you differently. I'll give you that.
Yeah,
but
there you go.
Bringing Eritrea back, I feel, is a big use of magic to bring back someone from the dead. So at least he could have been fatigued.
I totally agree with you there because he's been using them kind of throughout and it's like nothing's happened. I'm just saying at the end it's like, okay, that was the big pay. That was the big thing he had to pay with.
Yeah.
But I do think that there should have been more instances where you could see, like, you know, where you could see him being affected by them.
And then when he's doing the fight, I'm okay with him not being too drained doing that.
Yeah.
But he had a little bit, like, he was tired or something. I'm like, okay with that. And then when he fights Dagmar at the end, okay. But there were moments where I felt he should have had some physical reaction of some sort by using the stones. Like, either winded, like, he's like, okay, all right, guys. Or he's, something.
Yeah, no, I agree with you there. For sure.
They kind of just let that slide.
Yeah.
But it's a bit, they kind of, I don't think they really capitalized on it and, like, use it more because then it's like, oh, yep, you lost her. That's how it works. And it's like, okay, I get it, but I do agree with you guys. I think it should have been, like, something.
Yeah.
But
anyway.
Continue. We're having this, you know, epic battle and then Al-Anon helping because Al-Anon is always there.
He turned his back too much in that fight, though, I must say. Like, when he would do twirls around, except for the one hit where he, like, surprised the Dagmar.
Yeah,
but every time he twirled, I'm like, no, that's a horrible way when you fight. You shouldn't have your back to your enemy
ever. Well, especially
because
it's the Dagmar. It's not like it's some floating little demon.
That's like when they do roundhouse kicks and they, like, have their back and you're like, no, that's actually really bad.
Yeah.
But anyway, but I did love, it was a good epic fight.
It was
their
super
staffs
cool.
They're like,
they are super cool. Yeah. And, you know, they're both, one used to be a druid and, like, you know, he's a druid. So it's just kind of like, you know, battle of the druids.
Oh, it's like Star Wars too. Cause it was a red for the bad guys. And blue.
Yeah. Very good. Yeah. Did you hear, like, that when was, they were clinking, it was like lightsabers. That's what I was thinking.
Nice.
Yeah.
I was getting lightsaber vibes.
Yeah.
Previous episodes too.
Yeah, and even in this one, so, like, they actually, so Al-Anon kind of manages to distract, I guess, the Dagdamor long enough for them to go into the sanctuary and get to the Elk Crease, but Carrie, what do you want to say?
I love that the Dagdamor closed the door for them. Did you guys notice?
No,
he's like, the horde was coming, about to come in, and Dagdamor's like, hold up, close the door for you guys.
I think it's like a personal battle.
Oh, yeah, I know. But it was just funny that they're all like worried, like, oh no, close the door. And Dagmore's like, don't worry, guys.
Sorry, guys. I'm gonna close this little thing.
Anyway.
And, you know, again, he's trying to use the elf stone's will and like trying, but it's like not really working. And then Al-Anon's in there, but he got pushed aside by the Dagmore. And for a second, I thought we had lost him.
But we didn't. Of course not.
Of course not, because Al-Anon always comes back. And as Amberlee is, you know, touching the Elkrees so that she can go inside and disappear forever. She tells Will, you know, like that
their little
this is gonna happen. Yeah. This is gonna happen, obviously, before the Dagmore comes
in. I love how he cracks a joke then, too.
Yes.
Did you drop the seed?
Don't tell me we've come this far.
And you dropped it, and I was like, sense the tone, Will.
Yes.
No, I'm glad someone finally acknowledged the fact that it's a seed and you can drop it. Because remember how we were saying last week, like,
where did it go?
Yeah, we haven't seen it.
Where has it been? And she's rolled around, like, around and, like, stuff. Down ravines, like, you know, falling off cliffs, like, enough that we're like, hey.
Plus she, like, you know, took off her clothes and.
Yeah.
Yeah, it must be very well tucked in or something. I don't know. But so as Will and Will and the Dagmore are having this kind of like epic, you know, elf stones versus like magic.
Ooh, then kind that was of kind of like Harry Potter.
It was kind of like
that one
totally
was
like Harry Potter. Yeah kind of like
Star Wars Harry Potter mesh.
Yeah. Yes, very much using a lot of those like magic elements. But then Al-Anon off to the side, he whips out his. I'm so sorry. He whips out
Don't
his.
Don't be sorry.
I know. He whips out his lightsaber golden sword thing, and it like
that's like a lightsaber too.
Yeah, it's kind of it kind of does that thing, and then slices the head off the Dagmore.
Yes,
that was so good. That was definitely a yes moment.
It was such an epic moment. I'm like, he is the man.
Finally, this thing is dead.
I know because I'm like, okay, like something's got to get well. Granted, it was protected by its little bubble this whole time, but, like, now that it's out in the open, it's like, we gotta capitalize. But then, so Amberlee is, you know, she goes into the Elkrees, and we see the Elkrees kind of, like, rematerialize.
Regenerate.
Thank you, Carrie. I'm bad with the language today. And the leaves come back, and all the demons disappear. Which is great, because that means they've succeeded in their mission.
And luckily haven't fought too long, so not too many people died.
Yeah.
Well, so they didn't lose many. At least not that we know of, for sure.
They just lost the important people.
Exactly. We didn't kill too many, but just the important people. So then this is kind of, you know, we're at our end right here with the episode where Will decides to go off to look for Eritrea.
In no real hurry, though. Like, he wasn't, like, he wasn't go.
She's stuck in there with trolls and,
like, packed up his stuff.
He could have had a higher sense of urgency, that's all.
Yeah, but I mean.
Because he had that weird pause at the top of the hill. Like, he kind of, they ran on the horse, he stopped, he looked out, and I'm like, oh, did he see someone?
No, he didn't,
then he just keeps going.
Wait a minute. Did it feel kind of like, well, one love's gone. Let's just go get the other one.
Well,
because he waffled the whole time.
Well, I feel like, I mean, if Amberlee's
gone. He said he was
going
to go back. He stays. Yeah, he's pretty true to his
word. Yeah, he did say they were going to come back for her or whatever. Yeah. And, but it's also like, well, I'm not going to lose another person that I love. Yeah. You know, I'll do whatever I can.
It's like losing his mom. He can't lose somebody else.
Yeah, he's lost
can't
several
Can't lose
people.
Another woman.
No, exactly. No ladies.
You know what I was thinking? It took them so long to get there, but then on the way back, they just had horses and they got back so fast.
Yes.
So, like, it must not take him very long now that he's on a horse to get back to her.
Now that he knows where it is, probably.
That too. Yeah.
So now it's like, okay, it's just a straight shot. So he goes off to find her. And then she's with the trolls. They kind of have captured her at this point. And, she sees someone that she recognizes. But we don't know who.
Cephalo is still alive.
Cephalo's dead, yo.
Cephalo's dead.
He's been dead.
He's surprised. Dead. She's like, it's you.
It's you. I think, okay, we'll get to predictions in a second. But we'll talk about all that.
That was, anybody, what else?
What?
No, I was going to say that was... Was that the last
shot? No. So, here's the last thing. And this was so cool. And, like, Carrie kind of touched on this last time. And she totally got the predictions right. So then, one of the last shots that we're left with is this kind of barren-ish land.
Oh, yes, that shot.
And this figure, you know, walking up kind of over a little hill, you know, with this cloak that's all strappy and, like, clingy. And, like,
I didn't see this. How did I not see this?
No, you'll get it. You'll be like, oh, yeah, that.
You were sitting right there with us. And then we have a shot on the demon sword. And then when that person turns around, it's Bandon.
I saw Bandon.
Oh, okay.
There
as
we
soon
go.
As I saw it, I went, it's Bandon.
Veronica, you were there with us.
So apparently killing Dagmore didn't free him.
It's almost like Lord Voldemort, you know what I'm saying? Like little when he was like destroyed, little pieces
everywhere.
Yeah,
I was just gonna say, or part of him transported. Exactly. Alive.
Yeah. So that's kind of what we're left with, which is crazy. That was such an intense episode. But now let's do predictions, given that we're kind of at the end of this episode. Our little
now,
music.
Predictions.
Do we predict there's a season two? That's a prediction too.
I would say
we hope so.
Let's hope there's a season two, please, because it was so much fun. But let's just assume for ishes and giggles that there is a season two. Yeah. So who wants to start with some predictions?
I feel like you should start.
You've been sitting at the edge of your seat.
I've been very awake for this episode. Like, oh my gosh. Okay, Bandon is going to be our new bad guy. Eritrea, it's Cephalo. I think Cephalo is alive. And has teamed up with the trolls somehow. Done some sort of deal. Because I don't know, the way she reacted. I'm like, I'm going to go on a limb and say it's Cephalo.
Okay.
Will find it. Hold on.
You're talking about Eritrea?
Eritrea, yeah. With the trolls, I think that's Cephalo.
Okay.
She's like, I got something else. Will find Eritrea and be like, oh good, you're alive. And they will continue their relationship, which I felt that was going to happen. Is Amberlee gone or not? I think her form of how she was is gone, but that doesn't mean she can't come back in some other form.
Or I'll just scoop you up
we'll
there.
Go, yes.
Or it doesn't mean people can't go to her because she went to her, form.
True.
She, so perhaps it's just a portal.
Yeah.
Perhaps, Eritrea can do her little thing. Will can go in.
Or
which brings me to
the tree.
My prediction.
You don't even have to do the thing. To go in the tree, you just go to the tree.
No.
Oh,
I meant
the
portal.
Bloodfire.
The portal.
Oh,
because Amberlee kind of walked in and out, remember?
But even at the tree itself, you can go in. You don't even
need
a portal. Yeah.
At the tree.
Because when you touch the tree,
the door. Yeah, but it doesn't open for everyone.
Oh, that's true.
Okay. Yeah. But it goes into that little dreamy world where we saw a double air.
But there could be more.
No. That is the bloodfire.
Okay, see, that's what I'm talking about.
She's talking about the bloodfire where she saw herself.
Okay. Eritrea gonna do her thing.
Okay.
Will's gonna go in to say his last goodbye. Or whatever. But this is way, way, way out on a limb here.
Okay.
She totally got pregnant and he brings the baby back and
Whoa. Okay.
I mean,
why not?
Then who's with the trolls with Eritrea? You had a reaction there.
I forget his name. The Western guy.
That was my other thought, too.
Ty.
Yeah.
Okay. That was my other thought.
Okay.
That it could be Ty.
Yeah, I thought it could be him. Cephalo, he sacrificed himself. Great. We know he's a good guy. We're done with him.
Okay.
Ty, however.
That might be
which brings, by the way, back to another love triangle, if the series actually does go on, because
Will, Ty, and
exactly.
This is getting into my predictions. My prediction is that they're gonna want her to be like the queen of the trolls.
All right,
and
she charms them.
Yeah, maybe if it is the Western guy, whatever his name is,
Ty,
he will want her as his queen, and they will rule the trolls and do something and come back at the elves.
Okay.
So that's
why would they
prediction.
Come back at the elves? They just joined them.
The trolls don't like the elves,
don't they? These trolls did. The ones that joined the elves.
Those are gnomes.
Those are gnomes.
Okay,
yeah. There's so many creatures.
Yes, I forgot that they were separate.
Yeah.
Okay, the trolls, yes.
Okay, so there's that. And then what else was I going to say? I think Will's gonna come back and he's gonna learn how to use his powers because the druid is gonna teach him.
Very cool. He might be a bit crazy. He did lose the loves of his life.
Yeah. So. Because Al-Anon kind of seemed like a father figure in the end, where he's like, I'm proud of you. Your father would be proud of you. So I think that he's going to turn into a father figure and teach him how to use his powers.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Very cool.
It would be nice, except Al-Anon doesn't do anything by the book. He's just all
It would be nice if Will actually listens.
He's been like, I had the answers the whole time, and I made you go on that journey. Mm-hmm.
I knew everything. Yeah. So I knew that everything was going to work out. I didn't even have to worry.
Exactly.
What else? Okay, so I actually, I don't, now that you guys brought Ty into the mix, I'm like, huh. Yeah. totally a possibility. But I had actually, I remember in one of the previous episodes that she talks about like one of her first captors or something like that. Oh. So that's who I thought it would be. I don't remember exactly. Sure. It's kind of vague in my memory, but yeah, that's what I thought. I think Amberlee is not dead and she's going to come back in some way, shape or form. I think she's going to be part of the second season because she's just like, it's like a trio. And Eritrea will be, you know, fine. And I do think that like Al-Anon and Will will definitely have something, some sort of teachable kind of like and duo going on, you know, assuming he comes back. And Bandon will be our new, which seems pretty, Bandon will be our new
baddie.
New Dagda.
I was also going to say that Bandon is going to come back for his girl. He's going to come back for her. Ooh,
maybe try to steal her into that. Ooh. All right. Well, unfortunately, that brings us to the end. The end of Shannara. The end of the season. It's all sorts of sadness. So, ladies, where can everybody find you now that we're ending this?
Well, since this show's ending, you actually can go find me on the after show for The Magicians. That one, we still have a bit more to go. Also, you can find me online at Carrie D. Lane on Twitter, Instagram, Carrie Lane Actor on Facebook. Also, I do have on the Popcorn Network DVD drop where I tell you about upcoming DVD releases and give my own personal recommendations.
Nice. I need to find a new show. Now that this one is... I do. There's plenty. I mean, how many shows are there? At least...
There's lots, guys.
Lots. Oh, yeah. But in the meantime, you can follow me at HeatherGTV on Twitter and Instagram.
You can follow me at Veronica on TV. I just changed it on Twitter and Instagram, so it takes me a second to figure it
out. Don't worry. I mess it up every week.
Yes. Veronica on TV. That's where you can find me.
And you can find me at Maria Cavasudo on both Twitter and Instagram, and on Snapchat at MGCVSST, and I will actually be starting House of Cards next week with three dudes. It's the first time I've done a panel with three dudes. It's going to be very, very interesting. I love the show. Tune in if you like it.
Girl power.
Totally. I'm representing the ladies here. You know, somebody's got it in front of, you know, Frank Underwood. So, anyway, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. We have had so much fun doing this after show and reading your comments and interacting with you on Twitter and Instagram. And YouTube. Thank you so much for following us and watching us. Please like AfterBuzz, subscribe to AfterBuzz. Whatever has AfterBuzz, you follow, click, you like, and please check out. We have so many different shows, as you heard. You know, Carrie's on one, I'm on another one, and these two ladies will shortly be on something else. We all know that. So thank you so much, and we hope to see you for season 2.
Yes.
Peace out.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.